It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Great day to study the Word of God. We're in the book of John, John chapter 6. We're going to be reading from verse 51 down through verse 58. And so if you'd please open your Bible so that you can follow along with me. John chapter 6, verse 51 through verse 58. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you, this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. So good to have you along with us today. Please that you open your Bibles. I hope that you do take a few minutes to sit down and to follow along as we study the Word of God today. John chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Let's begin with a word of prayer after we read the precious word, after we've read it. Father, I thank you that we can come. Please help to guide and lead us and strengthen us each and every time we open your word. Help us to see exactly what you would have for us today, that we may not miss one part, one sweet, precious area of your word, one little word that we would miss that would allow us to go astray. Please, Lord, don't let that happen today. Let us seek your will and walk with your way today. Now, please guide and lead us as we study your word, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look through this precious word, and again, verse 51 says, I am the bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now, that brought an argument almost immediately, because the word strove in verse 52 says, The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Now, they misunderstood what Jesus was saying, as so often they did. It's so important that we seek after the will of God, that we look to him, and we desire to walk with him. Many times through the Word of God, he is speaking literally. Sometimes he is speaking spiritually. Here is a time that he is speaking spiritually. And I can prove it very quickly. We did not read this far, but I do want you to see it as we're looking through these words. And that is in verse 63. It is the Spirit which quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. So now with that in mind, let's go back, and we're going to look up some verses of Scripture concerning how God has stated to the Israelites not to eat flesh, humans, and not to be a cannibal, and also not to drink the blood or eat the blood in any way. And so if you would take your Bibles now, before we really even get into the rest of this section, why, take your Bibles and open them up to Genesis chapter 9. You find that all the way at the very beginning. Genesis chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. I hope that you're turning with me so that you can see this. Genesis chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. It tells us here, Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. As we look down in verse 6 now, in that same chapter, Genesis 9:6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. The blood is very important. The blood not only gives us life in our physical body, but the blood of the Lord Jesus, his blood, his literal blood, will give us life as well. But that life, that blood, was not taken, as we're going to look here, to actually drink his blood or to tear off a piece of his flesh. That is not what it's talking about. It's something that's coming to pass when Jesus goes to the cross of Calvary. And once again, I want to remind you what John chapter 6, verse 63 says. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. He's speaking of them, of spiritual things. Physical needs we understand. Bread and water we understand. Bread and juice we understand. We need also to understand our spiritual need, because we're spiritually dead in our trespasses and our sins. And we need to come to Jesus and trust in him and be saved. We have some other verses of Scripture back here in the Old Testament that I would like for you to look at. And you'll find the next Scripture verse in Leviticus, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 17, Leviticus 17. We're going to look at the 11th verse. And in here I have several verses of Scripture to read. I'm going to read Leviticus chapter 17 from verse 11 through 16. Beginning to read with verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. Whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catches any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof, and cover it with dust. For it is the life of the flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. Every soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until evening. Then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. Now, as we read through that verses of Scripture, it's very clear concerning the consumption of blood. We are not to drink, eat, or anything with the blood, because God knew he was going to place that as the saving power. It's a precious shedding of blood, and the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. And there is life in that blood, not only spiritually, but also physically in our own body. And so God desired that that never happen, and he made it very clear here in Leviticus 17. Now if we look at Leviticus 19, verse 26, and he shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall he use enchantment nor observe times. Now that's Leviticus 19:26. Now let's go back to the John chapter 6. So we go back to John chapter 6. It tells us very clear in the 48th verse, I am the bread of life. Speaks in 49, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Verse 50, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. We talked about in past times that we were together, that the bread that the Israelites ate, the manna, and as we gave an example of how that it came down from heaven, and it came down for 6 days, and the seventh day they had a double portion that they were allowed to have. And so as we looked at that, they still died, even though it was a perfect food. It was everything that they needed to sustain their bodies, and yet they still died. With Jesus, he's talking here spiritual, all the way through this section. He is not talking literally. He is talking spiritually, because, you see, we've got a very serious spiritual problem. Now, Jesus didn't just spiritually die. In other words, he didn't really get nailed to the cross, and he didn't really go into the grave, and he didn't really shed his blood. He didn't really present his blood into the Holy of Holies upon the mercy seat in heaven. Yes, that literally happened. But it was to save us spiritually. But here, he is giving us this beautiful spiritual picture of what's taken place. Now, once again, verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. See, the very same place that the manna was sent from the heavens as it came down, so did Jesus come from the presence of his Father, came down here to seek and to save those that are lost. And the way that he did that was to go to the cross of Calvary and to die upon that cross, and to be buried in the grave for 3 days and three nights, and then to come out of that grave victorious, alive, and then 40 days after that, he ascended back home unto his Father. This scripture verse in verse 51 tells us, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, partake in Jesus, he shall live forever. Coming by faith to Jesus, trusting in that precious gift that he has given us because of Calvary, because of the cross of Calvary, and because he died, and because he rose again, because he was God, he can save us. He shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh. So we have two parts here. We have something that he's speaking concerning spiritual life for us. But he is also speaking of the cross of Calvary that was to come to pass. Which I will give for the life of the world. Look at the beautiful story that we have there in 51. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his life to eat? See, they missed it all, didn't they? They were looking for that physical bread that came down from heaven, from the physical bread, and so now that Jesus was standing there, they argued amongst themselves because they could not understand. They could not figure out, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Was he just going to tear a piece at a time off? You know, as he fed the multitudes, we find that he could take a very small quantity and make it reach through the whole camp, whether it be 3, 4, 5 thousand, plus their parents or their wives and children in some cases. Jesus can make it last. But he's not talking about consuming his actual flesh. That flesh was going to go to the cross. That flesh was going to be nailed to the cross. That flesh was going to die there. They wanted to know, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They wanted to know. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. It's pretty clear, isn't it? Now, we read back in Genesis, we read in Leviticus, concerning to eat the drink the blood, particularly, primarily. And he said very clearly that that never will take place. You're never to drink the blood. So you see, they should have known instantly. They should have known immediately that what Jesus was talking about was spiritually. They're spiritually lost. They should have known that. But they didn't. They have been away from God's truth, from God's word for so long that that shouldn't even have been in their mind concerning the eating of, actual eating of his flesh, because it was wrong. To eat of another man's flesh was wrong. To drink blood was wrong. Whether it be animal or man or anything, it was wrong. So there's no question that they are not talking about, literally, his body and his blood. He's talking spiritually. Again, I read verse 63 here. Many times through the Word of God, it is literal. Many times through the Word, it clearly tells us it is a spiritual picture. And I want you to see that and not miss that here. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Once again, we find the sweet promise of the resurrection, of the bodily resurrection. But he confirms again, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. You know, as you eat bread and as you drink water, you take it within your body. You take it for nourishment. Your body uses it and gives you strength to work, strength to speak, strength to function, strength to think. All these things are coming because you have put nourishment into your body. Well, God has used here, the Lord Jesus here has used examples of the manna that they had in the wilderness, but this manna does not lead to death as bread and water would. You will surely die. But what he's offering is his own life. And you have to trust in the Lord Jesus. As the bread and the water became a part of you, so does the Lord Jesus need to become a part of you. And the only way you can do that is to come by faith to Jesus and trust in him. Very carefully, very slowly, you must trust in him and walk after him. What a beautiful picture we have here as we stand each day and we look to the Word of God. Now, are you going to strove? Are you going to fight? And are you going to quarrel and argue as the Jews did in verse 52 concerning what this means? We know that it did not mean his physical blood and his physical body. We know that here because he did not take a piece off, or he did not slit his wrist and here's some blood so that you can live. He didn't do that. But he was telling you just as important as to eat bread and water for life, physical life, so must you consume, you must take on, you must receive. It must become a part of you. And you know, as we enjoy walking with the Lord Jesus, when you trust in him by faith and you're truly saved, when that happens, Jesus comes to live within your heart. Please that you trust in the Lord Jesus, that you faithfully walk after him. And so you see, you do take on the Lord Jesus. You don't eat his physical body. His physical body went home to be with the Lord, with his Father, some 2,000 years ago. Remember, Jesus lived for about 33 years, was nailed to the cross, was taken down off the cross when he died, put in the grave for 3 days and three nights, taken down off the grave, placed in a borrowed tomb. The stone was rolled in front of it, and then we find, as we walk with Jesus, and again, let me confirmed so that everything is straight. For 33 years he walked upon this earth. He was nailed upon the cross. He died upon the cross. He was taken down off the cross. He was put in a borrowed tomb. The stone was rolled in front of it. And then for 3 days and three nights he was confined there to prove that he was dead. And then on that Sunday morning, the stone was rolled away, and we find him to be alive. The stone was rolled away. Oh, my friend, the victory in life. And then we find that 40 days after Jesus' resurrection, that then he went home to be with his Father in heaven. And right now he's on the right hand, making intercession for us. He is our high priest. Oh, the joy of being a believer in the Lord Jesus. There is no way for us to take his body and his blood and drink it. And we know according to Genesis and Leviticus that that is impossible because he commands against it. And so if you believe that as you take something, as the many people connect this with the Lord's Supper, I don't think so. But if you would like to, and you believe that it actually becomes, when you take it or after the blessing of it or something like that, it actually becomes the body of the Lord Jesus, you cannot receive Jesus by taking communion. You receive Jesus by faith alone. It is a free gift. It's given to you, and you need to come by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. That's how we are saved. Not by taking communion and receiving the body of Christ. And many people believe that. And if you do, you're mistaken. Please, that you go to the Word of God, you confirm by the Word of God, because if you're taking the Lord's Supper and it means that to you, you're not saved. Please, that you, many people take the Lord's Supper for forgiveness of sins. That's against the Word of God. Here we have a beautiful picture of how we need to partake. We need to receive Jesus as we receive bread and as we receive juice or wine or water or whichever one that you want to list here and talk about. It's very clear that it does not mean to take part of his physical body or to drink part of his blood. It's a beautiful picture of taking on the Lord Jesus completely. And when we walk with the Lord Jesus, and we have come by faith and been saved, we enjoy the Lord's Supper. We enjoy being obedient and following the Lord in baptism. We enjoy studying the Word of God. We enjoy knowing that he has sealed us eternally. We love all those things. But never once have we physically tasted or physically drank the blood or had part of the body of the Lord Jesus. He is not telling. He cannot go against his word. Genesis and Leviticus tell us that, what we cannot do concerning the blood. And so here we know that it's just a picture. We know that. And again, it's a beautiful picture because when we take on Jesus and trust in him, we receive a wonderful blessing when we enjoy the Lord's Supper and things like that, as we remember what he has done for us, a very precious, special time. But my friend, it does not give you part of Jesus. That comes because of your heart. That comes because by faith you have trusted in him through his grace, his power, and his strength. Now let's go through the rest of these verses. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Knowing this is a spiritual picture, see what Jesus means to you, and see what he means to me. Now I hope that if you have missed Jesus, and you've never come to him before, I hope that today you trust in him, that you will walk after him, and begin each day to know and to walk in him. It's wonderful. And we know that it's something with the spiritual gift of coming to the Lord Jesus and trusting by faith in him. And it's not something that is ongoing like many people teach today. And as they teach this prolonged giving out of the physical body of the Lord Jesus through the Lord's Supper, as they proclaim that, it says that it's an ongoing, been going on for 2,000 years and will go on till the Lord Jesus comes to get us. And that's not true, because if you look at verse 50, 51, and 53, you'll find that it speaks, it is a one time, a once and for all. It's not ongoing. So come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him so that you can be saved. You're spiritually dead. You need to come by faith. You need to recognize your sin, and you need to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you of that sin, and He will set you free, and you will receive by faith eternal life. Verse 56, He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. When you take on the Lord Jesus, when He comes to live within your heart, He is indwelling you, just like if you would eat bread or drink water or drink the juice or drink the wine, whatever it might be. You have taken Him in. You have trusted in Him. And that's the beautiful picture that we need to see here. As a living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Talking spiritually, take Jesus in. It's not something that if I just live a good life, if I follow the Lord in baptism, if I take communion, if I join the church, if I go through the time of instruction, then I'll be okay. It's not saying that at all. You have to take in, take on Jesus. Please that you trust in Him. Please that you walk after Him. Once again, verse 57, As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even I shall live by him, by me. Verse 58, This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. What a beautiful promise that He has given us. And we know, as we look to the Word of God in a couple of verses of Scripture here, we know back in John chapter 1, verse 4, In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So the promise comes from the very beginning that Jesus was coming to seek and to save. And we would not physically eat His body or drink His blood. John 1:14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, to look at the Word of God and to know that as the manna that came down from the heavens and laid on the ground for the Israelites, as it met every physical need, so can Jesus meet every spiritual need. And so we need to come by faith and spiritually trust in Jesus, knowing that, yes, He did physically die upon the cross of Calvary, literally, was placed on that cross, died on that cross, put in that grave, and came out of that grave alive, literally. And He took His precious blood, and the Word of God tells this, and placed it upon the mercy seat. And as He did that, everything was finished. From the death to the resurrection to the placing of the blood. Because, you see, there's life in the blood. And His literal blood needed to be presented to finish everything. Oh, it's a joy to search the Word of God and to study the Word of God. I'm glad that you've joined us today as we've come together. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?